That's going to be how we start the podcast. Welcome, everybody, to a Vaguely Familiar podcast. My name is Nader Sayed, and with me, as always, is my brother and partner in crime,
Bashar.
And today we're talking about, today we're doing a PSL roundup, right? That yesterday was the final of the Pakistan Super League. And if you guys don't know that, that's a cricket, T20 cricket league that Pakistan hosts, right? It's Pakistani based, it's PCB owned. And yesterday was the final.
It was. We got to witness Lahore finally win.
Yeah. Took them 7 years.
This was 7 years in the making.
Yeah. Took them 7 years, but they got it. You know what? And I can't dock them for that because as a Karachi Kings fan, I should not even be here right now.
Yeah, we should not be here.
Yeah. I have a Karachi Kings shirt. I thought I would wear it for the roundup, but I was like, no.
Burn it.
It's just not happening.
Like, let's just get into it then. Let's just get into it because I really want to talk about what happened to Karachi this season and how can we come back from it? There's been a lot of talks about a lot of different sort of changes to be made. Wasim Akram, why is he there? Is he even fit to, you know, coach or mentor these kids?
Okay.
Babar Azam's captaincy is a question mark. Him failing 9 out of 10 times or something like that. No Amir. What bowling attack do we have? Like, there's a lot of questions that comes with being a Karachi Kings fan. And I think we should start with there, and then we should end on a high with Lahore winning, which is something I don't want to say, but I guess that's what we have to live with. That's the world that we're living in.
Yo, the game yesterday, the atmosphere was so electric.
Yeah, it was great.
It was insane to see a sold-out Lahore crowd.
Yeah.
And people were going insane. It was just amazing to see cricket back in Pakistan. All of the foreign players enjoying it.
Oh, yeah.
David Wiese is basically a local now.
Yeah.
We should build a statue for his name in Lahore.
I mean, there's a lot of other people that should probably get statues. Hafiz probably is higher on that list than David Wiese.
Visa.
He got the visa. I'm sorry. I'm going to cut this out.
But yeah, I mean, going back to Karachi's terrible season. This is probably, I think, the second worst season after Lahore. But there's something really beautiful about this.
Oh my God.
This season that Karachi had.
What is beautiful about the season that Karachi had?
I'll tell you. 9 losses, 1 win. That one win is against Lahore in Lahore. So basically, you know, Karachi beat the champions. So once you beat the champions, are you basically not champions?
Okay, this is such a sore loser. I'm like,
what I'm trying to say is that it was a bit more fitting to see Karachi beat Lahore
in Lahore. Yeah,
And that was the only match that they won.
I mean, Karachi's performance was just straight up like abysmal. I don't know what was going on.
Yeah, I mean, on a serious note, there was a multitude of reasons why Karachi had a shit season.
Let's go.
Pardon my language. I think it started from the draft picks. They just did not have any impact players. You look at other teams. Lahore has David Wiese. This guy can change the game around, and he has single-handedly. Multan had Tim David. This guy went for 8.25 crores in the IPL auction. He's a straight up impact player. Guetta had Jason Roy, James Vince. Peshawar had Ben Cutting, Rutherford. These guys are impact players. They can change the games on their own.
Yeah.
Karachi did not have those picks. They weren't looking good. I don't know. That's the beginning of this whole saga of Karachi feeling.
So who do we blame for this? Is it Salman Iqbal?
It's the think tank, whoever is sitting down in the draft and picking these players. I don't even know like half of the foreign players that they picked. I know that they're from the English county, but I don't know who they are. Like they have no rapport. I don't know where they've played cricket. This is a PSL happening in Pakistan. So I'm not sure if they have a record of performing in these conditions or not.
Why weren't there any Sri Lankan players? Were they having a series or something?
Yeah, I think they were playing. They were playing against India right now.
Oh, there we go.
Yeah.
And that's why I didn't see a lot of West Indian players either.
They had a series against India as well, yeah.
Damn, India with that scheduling conflict with the PSL, man. Every time.
Yeah. So, I mean, that's where it begins. And I think the players that Karachi did have, they were just out of form. Babar Azam, he did score 350 runs, but a big question mark on his strike rate of 118.
Yeah,
you know, if you're opening the innings, you got to do better than that, man.
You got to utilize the
power play better.
There's a whole debate on Twitter going on right now about, we talked about this too, do we get Fakhr and Rizwan to open the innings in the T20s and get him one down?
It's a big question. It's a massive question.
What do you think about that?
I think I had this conversation like last week with a friend, and he was saying that the only place where Babar Azam can fit in the T20 squad is opening. Because if he comes one down, and let's say Rizwan and Babar have a good start, they're like batting till the 10th or 12th over. Like, what is Babar going to do then? He's not a pinch hitter. He's not a power hitter. He can't come in the 12th over and smack sixes all around. So he needs the power play in order to, you know, make gaps, take singles and doubles.
Babar to be successful in that lineup, he will have to bank on one of the players getting out in the first 10?
If he plays one down?
Yeah.
Yes. Right. Yeah,
that's
absolutely
not a good tactic at all.
It's not a good tactic. But I think what Babar's mindset has always been is that in the Pakistan team, he is the anchor and Rizwan is the aggressor.
Yeah.
In Karachi Kings, he is again the anchor and Sharjeel is the aggressor.
But let me stop you there. Rizwan, what if we change him from the aggressor to the anchor and make Fakhr the aggressor?
I think it works. I think it definitely works. But
what happens if
Babar? Again, part of their plan is also to conserve wickets in the power play and go ham in the end. Like Babar and Rizwan have, I think, 2, if not 3, 150-run partnerships in T20s.
152 for 0 as well.
Yeah, that was one of them. So that just speaks volumes of what their game plan is. Preserve wickets. Rizwan might take a few chances. But, you know, once you have power hitters like Fakhr, Asif Ali, Khurzil Shah to come in the end,
they
can definitely up the ante. So it's just based on, like, what his mindset is at the time, right?
I just don't want to see if Babar come one down. I feel like him and Rizwan opening the innings, because my take is on this, is that Fakhr goes one down right now. And let's say Babar or Rizwan, one of them go out early. We still have another so-called opener coming in from the back end. Well, not from the back end, from the top end. And like really like establishing an innings and with Rizwan or Babar. He can gel with both of them. Because both of them have a similar style of play. But like you said, if you put Babar one down and suddenly you're in the 12th over, now what do you do?
Yeah. I mean, I think Babar coming one down is basically, it's better to just drop him. And listen to me. There was this funny question that somebody asked Virat Kohli after he lost against Pakistan at the World Cup.
Yeah.
And someone asked, like, do you drop Rohit Sharma after that? And he says, seriously, drop Rohit Sharma? Like, is that what you just asked?
Yeah.
And then the next match against New Zealand, he literally dropped Rohit Sharma to one down. He's an opener. You dropped him.
Okay, no, but what the journalist was insinuating was you drop Rohit
Sharma. No, but Rohit Sharma coming one down, it's better to just drop him, right? He needs a power play. He's your main player. Similarly, Babar is our main player. We need him to be there in the power play.
So don't change it.
Don't change it.
Keep it how it is.
If it's not broken.
Don't fix it, bro.
Yeah.
I'm totally down with that. Do you see a brighter future for Karachi in the coming seasons?
I definitely feel like there needs to be a lot of changes happening.
Give me some changes. What do you think needs to happen? I think Wasim needs to get out.
Wasim was actually very frustrated with the whole bubble life.
There we go.
So maybe that's not where he's supposed to be, right? Maybe, I don't know, he needs to be on TV somewhere, not in a bubble, not in a, you know, it's very mentally straining. And I think us sitting out there, we don't realize that. Alex Hales had to leave the bubble. He went back to England. And he came back after a week and he rejoined Islamabad. And he was the man of the match in the game that he came back on. The point being is that it's very stressful being in the bubble.
Yeah, mentally draining.
Jason Roy just pulled out of the IPL. That's a 2 crore rupee contract he just kicked off.
Yeah.
And that's the impact of the bubble life.
How much is that in dollars?
So 2 crores, like 4 crore Pakistani.
Which is about $500,000?
Like, no.
Yeah.
No, it's like 250K.
No.
Yeah.
I think you're doing the math wrong.
I don't want to fact check you live.
Bro,
but
I'm just saying the dollar is at 135 right now. Canadian dollar. If it's 400 crores, it has to be more than $400,000. Has to be. Go for it. This man is Googling this right now, and I'm about to be proven right on the podcast. I hope everybody's watching this on YouTube, because this is going to be great. Quick maths. Let's go.
How many zeros in a crore?
I don't know. Just I don't know. You just keep add zeros. You'll figure out what the number is going to be anyways. Just got to add zeros to it.
Yeah, it's a half a mil.
I told you, bro. I told you that's $500,000.
Yeah, basically.
You in half? I don't know why you in half. What kind of economy are you living in, bro?
No, I think I made
Ukraine is invaded right now.
I think I made a mistake converting the INR to the PKR and then back to CAD.
Okay.
Anyways, that's a lot of money that he just threw down.
A lot of money, bro.
Point being, bubble life is tough. So back to Karachi Kings. I don't think Wasim should be part of the think tank anymore.
Get him out, bro.
Terrible draft picks. They need better picks. And then the other problem with the Karachi Kings was that even the player that they did have, they were out of form. Another issue was that Imad and Amir were injured. Amir was injured for the whole PSL. And then Imad was injured for the first few games. So those are like your main strike bowlers in the power play. If you're not making the most of the power play, taking rookies up front, being economical, it can put you in a pickle.
That rhymed.
I don't know. Okay, sure.
Anyone else pick that up on? DJ Bashi over here? I mean, you're right with that. But Amir has been inconsistent for the better part of the past 2 years. Let's be honest.
Amir was actually, he was having disagreements with Karachi Kings. Because
He's been having disagreements with PCB.
Because of his category. Amir was put in the diamond category, which is the second best. And Amir was like, no, I'm a platinum player. And you know what else is like very fishy? There was a video Karachi Kings released a day before he got injured, and he was in the gym, like, you know, doing chest. And I'm like, this guy was just doing chest workouts the day before. Like, how is he injured now? And injured so bad he's out of the whole PSL?
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm not a conspiracy theorist, but.
Yes, you are. You're 100%.
I'm just saying.
Anytime I watch your cricket game with this guy is like, that's a fishy run out.
Okay.
That's a fishy run out.
Sean Masood run out in the final. Why was he not trying harder to get back in?
I don't know, man. These
this guy didn't even touch his arms, man.
What? Okay, but I feel like you give the Pakistani players too much credit. What if it was literally laziness?
That's bad laziness.
Is that worse than terrible spot fixing?
That's worse than that.
You're throwing your wicket away in the PSL. That's what it is, man. Like, how many times have we seen players in the Pakistani team not put their bat down? Or they're just hovering. They're on the other side, the running side, and their bat's not on the pop crease. How many times have you seen that? 1.5 billion. So, like, how can you everything cannot just be a conspiracy theory against spot fixing, my guy. You need to know that. But you know what? I'm just saying
it happens. It's out there.
That's a good segue into the final, because I don't want to talk about the Karachi woes anymore. Like, it's happened. I have my fingers crossed for next season. I'm hoping they get better picks. I'm hoping that they have, like, Salman Iqbal pulls out something. Amir is fit. Like, there's a million different things that I'm hoping that Karachi Kings can come through with. Because, honestly, the Karachi-Lahore rivalry is only fun when both of them are good.
Yeah.
Like, when Karachi was really good and Lahore was not that good, or shit, as I was about to say, it wasn't fun. Like, we knew we were going to win. But when they both are at their peak, that's the same thing with the India-Pakistan games as well. Like, when they're both are really good, like right now, like, India is really good and Pakistan is really good. India T20s at least. It's fun to watch those games, bro.
Yeah.
So, like, that's why we're very excited about the Australia World Cup coming in, like, what, 8 months?
Yeah. I was going to say, Lahore just overtook Karachi as the second worst team. So, Karachi is on the worst team of the PSL performance-based.
Yeah.
I think Lahore now has more wins, 30 wins. Karachi has 29 wins. They have a higher win percentage. They've played in more PSL finals. They've won one of them. So,
that's all I'm saying, man. Like, Lahore looks like it's doing something up there.
Yeah. It's a lot to do with long-term planning.
Yeah.
Their PDP program, their player development program, it's unearthed players like Haris Rove. Shaheen, they supported a lot. Fahad Zaman, they supported a lot.
Shaheen also came through with the, because of the PSL as
no,
well.
No. He was highlighted at the PSL, yeah, but he came through Pakistan under 16 and 19.
Yeah, but like domestic. Him blowing up, people taking notice was through the PSL, was it not?
Yeah, PSL, definitely. I would give credit to the PSL, not Lahore. Yeah, Lahore picked him as an emerging player.
Okay.
But it wasn't part of their program. Haris Rove, 100% Lahore Thunders. Okay. They literally picked him off the streets.
Yeah.
And he is now, I think, the fastest baller in the world right now.
Really?
This man just clocked 154.7 kilometers at the PSL.
Okay, how much is he averaging, though? 149, 148?
150, around 150.
Wow.
Easily.
And he doesn't have that stummy syndrome where he, like, his line and length is like one ball is a Yorker, when the other ball is a short pitch, third ball is wide.
Not that much. He does have those moments where he's like, you know, down the leg side, no ball or whatnot.
Pacers do have that problem, though, right?
They do. They do. Especially when you're bowling at that pace.
Yeah. You know, express.
It can happen. Nobody's as accurate as Sharuther or Bradley.
Okay. Anyways.
Sorry, I'm still a big Shaby fan. So
where's the Shaby book? Shaby ruined my YouTube video the other day.
You told me because it was focusing horrible, on his face.
But you saw the final, man. You thought it was one of the greatest PSL finals?
Absolutely. I mean, not in terms of how competitive it was, because it was pretty one-sided match.
But you liked what you saw with the Lahore thing because you felt like Lahore deserved it.
Yeah, electrifying atmosphere. Lahore was literally all of Lahore was there, man. Everybody wanted to be there.
Like, what did you think about the game, though?
The game could have been better. I felt like Multan's batting just didn't click. They didn't have the firepower to chase the score down. But I think they left it like way too late for Team David, Khoisdil Shah to improvise and, you know, score big. So, I mean, I think by the time that they came in, the run rate was like 17 or 18. So,
yeah,
like that's just beyond.
What do you do with that? Like, you can't really. I think it was the openers of Multan. Mm-hmm. I feel like they were like very hesitant right off the beginning. Like, they weren't really aggressive. And as soon as they tried to be aggressive, they were just like edging
and
it
then
out.
They lost like 2-3 wickets in the power play, so that's always that's hard to come back from, you know,
for a team who were the defending champions, right?
Dude, they won 9 games out of 10 in the league.
So like what do you mean like you're losing these wickets and haphazardly, I would say,
yeah,
in the power play. Like, we saw the game, we were at Nets actually, and we saw the game and I was like, oh, what is happening? Why can't, okay, I guess that's it. I feel like this is where the crowd advantage really plays.
Home advantage, yeah.
Home advantage. Like, this is why, like, again, I keep bringing up NBA examples, but when the NBA has playoffs, you have 4 games for the seed that's higher, they play at home, and 3 games for the seed that's lower, so they play away. And those home games, man, they're electrifying.
Yeah.
Like, if that Toronto-Philadelphia game where Kawhi hit the buzzer beater does not happen in Toronto, I don't know if he makes that shot. The crowd lifts you up. Like, you can feel it. It's palpable.
Yeah.
You could see that in the Pakistan-New Zealand game that we went to see.
Yeah.
In the World Cup.
Absolutely.
It was like a home game for Pakistan, and it lifted the team up. Right? This guy's beaming.
Bro, I was getting like goosebumps thinking about that match.
Right?
Because, sorry, off topic, but
go ahead.
Off track, but that Shaheen spell in that match. I was looking like at the highlights yesterday. Because I was like, man, this guy's come so far.
Yeah.
He was 19 at that time. And for him to, you know, we're discrediting him by not talking about his captaincy.
Good captaincy.
He was captain. He was 21. He's the youngest ever captain to win a league trophy.
Yeah.
That's a record.
That is a record. But the thing is, there were flaws in his captaincy as well. He had
a lot of help from Hafiz.
For sure, man. For sure.
Rashid Khan was there.
Yeah, but the thing is, his captaincy was very, like, emotional.
He's 21, bro.
Yeah, he's also an Afridi.
He's an Afridi. He's 21.
Shahid Afridi tweeted about it, and he was like, bro, I told Shaheen not to take the captaincy. Yeah. But he's an Afridi. He'll do whatever he wants. And he did it.
And again, Afridi been proving wrong. I really feel like Shahid Afridi lacks game sense, like, a lot of it. He said a few things in this PSL that have just backfired.
Give me one example.
Shaheen's captaincy. He was criticizing Dahani a lot. And then the next game, he took him out of the match. He turned the game around.
Okay, but let me present
Afridi in 2016, 2015 said that Pakistan has no talent. There's no more talent in Pakistan. And look where we are now.
Okay, but 2015, 2016, I would regard after 2009-10 to be the darkest period of Pakistan cricket. We lost horribly in the World Cup. We had all of our star players were not even like aging. They were old. Misbah, Yunus, Afridi. We were relying on Suhail Khan to take 5 wickets.
Which he did.
With like, how much did he? It was like 5 for 60 or something like that.
Yeah.
Like, and Wahab would not stop bowling. Like, this guy was giving us 80, 90 a match.
This man,
right?
His hairline receded just from bowling so much.
True. But listen to me. This is what I'm saying, right? That's what we were going through. So Afridi coming out of that, feeling like I don't see anyone coming up and emerging as something else. I get it. That being said, I do agree with you. Afridi does not have the best game sense. I mean, him getting the test captaincy and then retiring from it out of nowhere. Firstly, he shouldn't have gotten it. Secondly, he shouldn't have retired mid-series. Like, there's a lot of decisions like that. But again, you can chalk that up to him being an Afridi. Like, you can chalk Shaheen's emotional thing, like you said, mm-hmm. to being very Pathan and very in his blood. And that's just how they are.
Yeah.
But I think he has a long way to go from his first captaincy. I think he's going to be captain for Lahore for a while, mm-hmm. which is a good thing, because then you're basically nurturing and maturing this kid who will then, after Babar, I'm very, very sure that Rizwan is going to be the captain, and then after Rizwan, it's going to be Shaheen.
Yeah, we haven't seen a fast bowling captain in Pakistan. I want to say last time was Waqar Yunus. That's what I want to say.
Think about it.
I fact check me. I don't know.
Yeah,
you're right. I can't think of any other fast bowling captain.
Yeah. In Pakistan. Oh my God. Wow.
Yeah. So it's going to be incredible. It's still a long way to go, but I think someone said that the 2020 should be Pakistan's decade. Because we have Shadab Khan, Babar Azam, Rizwan, Shaheen. These guys are all star players.
These guys are
match winners.
These are the players that, like, when you look at the 90s and 2000s cricket team, you go for Shahid Afridi, Shoaib Malik, Shoaib Akhtar, Wasim. Well, not even Wasim, but Yunus Khan, Inzamam. Those were the players that led that decade. And these are the players that are going to lead this decade. We forgot about Hasan Ali as well. He's also a star player.
Yeah. And I wanted to highlight, like, the top performers of the PSL.
Let's go.
Top batting performance, Fakhar Zaman had an insane PSL.
He had an unbelievable season.
588 runs at a striker to 152.
Damn.
750s, 100 in 13 innings. So almost every innings he was scoring runs. I would even give him the player of the tournament.
Who got the player of the tournament?
Rizwan got it.
Okay. Not bad.
Rizwan was like second highest run scorer, 546 runs, striker to 126, 750s. But I would just say Fakhar, because of the impact he had. His strike rate, and the games that he was scoring runs, Lahore was single-handedly winning those matches. So Fakhar had an insane tournament. Sean Masood has improved so much.
I like that kid. He's good.
He's good. I think, who knows, we might see him back in the test squad. He's in the test squad, but he might be back in the test playing 11 against Australia.
Especially with Abid Ali out.
Yeah. There's So, I mean, we'll need to see Shoaib Malik back in the runs. This guy is aging like fine wine.
Stop, bro.
I think he understands cricket now.
Now, at the age of 41.
Like he's unlocked it. He's unlocked it. He knows what he's doing. He knows how to handle the situation. He's also not just playing himself, but he's helping the other person on the other end, grooming them.
True.
Which is what is required from a senior player. Alex Hill was again impactful. Babar Azam was in the top five.
He's gonna be in the top. He's
LeBron a lot of James. Questions on his strike rate, man. 118, which is the lowest in anybody on this list.
You have to also, in defense of Babar Azam, you have to look at the positions that he was playing. He was opening the games up. Maybe his partners weren't staying with him. Maybe the wickets were falling a lot quicker than he wanted to. You have to stabilize the game. ABC. There's so many different things to do. So I wouldn't chalk them up to being 118 being a bad. I mean, it is low. But it's not a bad thing if you look at it contextually.
Right. Top wicket takers of the tournament. Shaheen, 20 wickets. This guy is insane. I have paused meetings to watch his first over.
That's true.
Shaheen's eventful. First over has become an event.
Yeah, eventful, bro.
You know, even the batsman on strike knows it's going to be fast. It's going to be in swinging. It's going to be on the pads, on the wickets. But he still can't do anything.
Yeah.
I saw the wicket he bowled to James Vince.
Yeah, I saw that too.
It was like a replica of the dismissal of KL Rahul. Shaheen is something else.
What a vibe.
He's just too good.
The thing is, Shaheen, yeah, I agree with you, but Shaheen's eventful overs, right? Used to be Amir, man.
Yeah, I mean, Shaheen is so good. Nobody's even talking about Amir. Amir is so irrelevant.
He's done. That's why he's pissed when he's like diamond and not platinum.
He should be gold. He should be silver maybe now.
Man, you either die a hero or you live long enough to see yourself become the villain. And the thing with Muhammad Amir is that he died a villain. We resurrected him, made him a hero, only to see him become a villain again.
That's very well said.
Right?
Respects.
We're in Batman week right now, so like I'm feeling Nolan vibes. I'm feeling the Pattinson vibes. I'm telling you right now, like I have never been this disappointed in any player than I have been in Muhammad Amir.
Yeah, and again, I think we were talking about this in the Osman Medin podcast where everyone just feels like a connection with Muhammad Amir. It's really weird. But like when he succeeds, it's like we succeed. And yeah. you know, when he was down and out 5 years, I was so sad for him and
yeah, it was,
and what his career could have been.
It was palpable. The depression around that cricket team was palpable. And like as soon as he comes back, we win the Champions Trophy. We like win in Lords. Like a lot of positive things happened.
But flashes of brilliance.
Yeah.
It wasn't the same moment.
Yeah. Moments, a lot of potential. And I hate that word.
Yeah. Because, like, what is potential anyways?
Yeah, it's just, it's potential is basically unacted brilliance. Brilliance that you have not acted on or cannot act on. That's potential. So that's what upsets me about the whole Mohammad Amir situation. He should have been a top 10, top 5 Pakistani bowler of all time.
Yeah. It's a tragedy, honestly. Yeah. Next up on the highest wicket takers.
That's pretty hard segue, bro.
Is Shadab Khan. Shadab had an insane PSL with the bat and the ball. I think he is probably the best all-rounder in Pakistan right now. 8 innings, 19 wickets in 8 innings. Yeah. Economy of 6.4, 2 4-4s, 1 5-4. And he has the second most sixes in the PSL.
Shadab has come out to be a really good hitter.
He has. He scored this 1 innings. I saw 90-something. And he almost won the game for Islamabad.
Yeah.
And he's batting like 1 down, 2 down. He's so that's up. How much he trusts his own batting. Yeah. And that's how much Islamabad trusts his batting.
He's the captain of Islamabad right now?
He's the captain, yeah.
There we go. What else do we need?
Yeah.
Right? Islamabad, like that's what I'm saying. We only have, as Karachi fan, we only have that one impact player as in Babar Azam. These other teams have like multiples.
Islamabad had an insane team this year.
Right? They got unlucky, man.
From 1 to 11, depth in their batting. And their mindset was just to go ham.
Yeah.
Just like they don't care about wickets falling or not. They're going to play like they do. Like they're going to play attacking.
That game against, was it Lahore that they lost, right? That was a pincher, bro.
Yeah.
That was a pincher.
They should have won that match.
They should have won that game.
And they lost that match because of Asif Ali and his lack of game awareness. Mm. They needed 8 off 8. He already hit a 6 to Harris Rove. All he needed to do was take a single, get on the other end because David Wiese was blowing the last door.
Yeah.
Asif Ali could hit David Wiese with his eyes closed. And I don't know why he needed to take that chance and he got caught out.
I mean, it's
a things could have gone any other way.
It's a good... I'm okay with them making these kind of mistakes right now in a PSL domestic league. We keep forgetting that it's domestic. Because in 8 months when... Well, not even in 8 months. In a few weeks when you're playing against Australia in your home country after 24 years, I want you to not make those mistakes.
Yeah.
In those crunch moments, right? I mean, is there anything else you wanted to bring up with the PSL before we swiftly talk about the Australian League? I just wanted to
lastly talk about the emerging players that I saw that were very impressive.
Let's go.
Last time we talked about emerging players, they went on to play for Pakistan. I'm talking about Haris Rove, Mohammad Musa, and Naseem Shah. And I think this year, the one batsman that I saw which has impressed me the most is from Peshawar. He played 5 games only. Mohammad Haris.
Yeah.
And he played 5 games, 2 man of the match awards. He scored, let me give you the exact number, 166 runs in 5 matches, at a strike rate of 186.
Solid.
2 man of the match awards. Impact player. He's a skinny, flexible kid who's a wicketkeeper. And I think
Pandya vibes, eh?
I think he's after Rizwan, this guy's the next big thing. Like once Rizwan is, you know, retired or whatnot, or yeah. even if we can give him a chance in between when you rest Rizwan, this kid is one to watch out for.
Yeah.
Mark my words. I've seen his batting. He is fearless. His first ball in the PSL, he hit for 6.
That's beautiful, bro.
I love that. And they benched Kamran Akmal to play him.
I love that.
And then they had to keep benching Kamran Akmal and then bring him back as 1 down.
Bench him for good. Kamran Akmal and I have beef like go way back to 2011. But yeah, that like this is what the hope that I have for this from the PSO, right? They keep churning out these players that are star players in the making. And once they're ready, once they're like ripe, let's put them in the box line team. Let's see what they can do. And I feel like you said, the 2020, it's a decade of Pakistan.
Yeah.
I feel like 2022 T20 World Cup, we'll be having a very, very different and positive conversation at the end of that.
50-year World Cup next year.
50-year World Cup next year. Babar, the form that he is, has won the form that he's in. I mean, it's all
uphill. It's in India, our favorable conditions.
It's all uphill from there, you know?
Yeah.
Australia is in your country, well, in your home country right now.
Yeah.
Any thoughts before we leave? Because I know we're going to do a whole Australia series wrap up or more like an anticipation pod in the coming days. So watch out for that, guys. But any last words before we go through?
Great PSL. I think PSL year over year is proving that it's the second best league in the world.
First best.
The crowd is electric. The competition is immense. You know, yeah. So many games going down to the wire shows how greatly balanced the teams are, and how like enthralling the matches have been. Mm-hmm. So kudos to the PSL. I think also financially, they made great revenue, great profits.
They made
this
profit
year.
This year, yeah.
Record profits. So we're heading towards the right direction. And
Australia series. Talk
Australia.
About that.
I get very emotional talking about Australia being in Pakistan. To be able to see Mitchell Starc, Pat Cummins, Steve Smith, David Warner play in Pakistan against Pakistan is going to be enormous.
Yeah,
this is going to be it's 24 years, right? A whole generation has grown up not watching the Australian team in Pakistan.
How old are you?
I'm 24.
There we go.
In my whole lifetime, I have never seen Australia play in Pakistan.
Yeah, I thought about that, and I was like, whoa, that's true.
Yeah.
We've seen India play. We've seen England play. We've never seen Australia play in Pakistan. Yeah. So I'm like yourself. I'm also looking forward to this series, and my closing thoughts are the same. The PSL was very. I love how the PSL unites everyone,
mm-hmm.
and it's just like a positive force, even if you're supporting A team, B team, whatever. And the Australian series, man, I'm so pumped for that. I can't wait for that pod whenever we get to do it in the coming days. I have so much to say about that. So many positive vibes from that series. And yeah. Anyways, guys, thank you guys for watching this podcast with us. Or if you guys are listening on Apple Music, because on Spotify, we're also video now. Thank you for sticking around. If you went through the end, like, subscribe. Please leave a good or positive review on the Spotify's and the Apple Music's. That really helps us down the road. And if you guys have anything to say, you can reach out to either of us on Instagram, Twitter. My name is Nader Sayed.
My name is Bashar. I don't want to give another heartiest congratulations to Lahore.
Yeah. Stay safe, stay blessed, have fun. We'll see you on the other side.
Cheers.
Cheers.